Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Boy, what a gorgeous sunrise and moonset that's going out there. I got a picture in from Captain Robin down in Venice, and man, what a that moon looks like a sunrise almost going down. A lot of good daylight and a lot of good shooting conditions, so hope they do well down there. All right, let's talk to Captain Darryl Carpenter of RioScreamers.com, find out what he's got going on in Grand Isle this morning. Darryl, how's the fishing been? Got a 2-foot tide range this morning, man. A lot of water going to be moving around.
Yep, supermoon, dying supermoon, but you can move a lot of water. No, Don, I'm actually up in northern Georgia right now, getting ready to do a little bit of deer hunting and helping with some hurricane cleanup.
Wow, I didn't know you were a deer hunter. I know you're good at hurricane cleanup because you got a lot of experience at that.
It's been a long time, Don. I mean, due to some medical things and some surgeries, it's hard to shoot a long gun anymore. But, yeah, every now and then, look, let me tell you, they got some deer up here. Oh, man, do they. I mean, Normally in the morning, running down the roads, we're counting 7 to 10 of them. So, yeah, they're not real big deer. You know, it's not your Illinois, Ohio stuff. Mm-hmm. But man, there's plenty of them.
Well, what you looking for? They got you on any kind of parameters, criteria on points or spread or buck, doe? Can you shoot anything you want up there? What's going
on? No, we're on private land, and there's, I mean, it's bucks only. But I mean, there's no deer management on the property up here. But mm-hmm. But, you know, getting back to the fishing, though, Don, I mean, there's been a lot of fish that have been caught this past week, you know, talking with the guys that are still down there. The speckled trout, it's getting a little bit thinner on the, you know, on those outside reefs, which we typically have it until, what, Thanksgiving or so. So a lot of people have been running more to the inside, which means a whole, you know, bigger numbers of fish, but a whole lot smaller fish. With some big ones mixed in. So, you know, it's getting into that little wintertime pattern. Just slow it down, work the points, and, you know, you're going to come back with a nice box of fish. Of course, the sheephead are starting to show up here and there. They're not ganged up yet. That's going to be another couple of months. But there's plenty of fish to be caught, and you got plenty of water moving today. The thing is, on a day like today with all that water moving, You almost got to try to find a tide switch. And, you know, I mean, some of the deeper holes that are in those deeper bayous and all, the water's going to be moving so fast, it's going to be hard to fish it. But you got that hour and a half at that tide change that you can fish it. And just a lot of times go slow and on the bottom, and that's where you'll find the majority of them.
Very good. That's some good advice. Darryl, there's got to be a lot of excitement going on about this red snapper season that's going to reopen for the charter captains down there. And, you know, that's going to be an added plus for people that want to get out and help those charter captains make a little more money. Do you still hold a reef permit to fish offshore?
I do. It's on a different boat at this time. But, yeah, I mean, in fact, I started getting phone calls on that the other day. And it's like, you know, I wish Wildlife and Fisheries would have worded their press release a little bit different, because it seemed to cause a little bit of confusion until you get down to the bullet points. Right. But yeah, man, it's gonna be like the days of old. I mean, we used to have red snapper all the way through October. and I'm going to tell you, Don, maybe I'm just a little bit out of touch since I don't personally do it anymore, but it took me by surprise. What? We're getting a fall season?
Yeah.
I had no idea that we even considered it.
I was shocked when they saw that, but I know there's going to be some confusion, and that's why I wanted to make it perfectly clear to people who are listening. Don't crank the boat up and head out for the rigs on Monday morning because you'll be fishing illegally. You have to be with a licensed offshore charter captain.
Federally permitted, not one that can fish
in state water. So you can find them on the Louisiana Charter Boat Association website, correct?
That is correct. I don't think we have a specific tag that says, you know, it's a federally permitted boat, but it's not a bad thing because I can promise you Wildlife and Fisheries is going to be watching. So it's one of those deals that, you know, I mean, why go spend the money on something that's not a federally permitted boat to take the chance of having everything taken away from you on your way back in?
Darryl, is it going to be possible that when those sheephead gang out and some of those rigs offshore that you find snapper in there with them too if you go with the charter captain?
It's possible, but, Don, we usually don't go that far out. I mean, you're usually just real close in rigs, and especially if you're fishing them with a sliding cork, you're usually a whole lot higher than what those snapper are. Right now, the biggest thing you got to worry about is the daggum sharks. I mean, they're so thick right now, they're tearing you up.
Well, how about this plan? You go out and catch a limit on red snapper. On the way back in, you stop in and pick up some sheephead at the closer rigs. How's that work?
You can definitely do that if they're there. I mean, it's a little bit early for them to be ganged up at those rigs because usually that's spawning time. You know, that's usually January, February, but I'm not going to say it's impossible.
Yep, got to remind people, too, the flounder closure is still in effect through the end of this month. So if you catch any flounder, and a lot of people are, you got to be released.
Yeah, well, they're doing their migration to go out and out to the Gulf now. So, you know, there's in all those passes and all, there's a bunch of flounder.
Very good. Well, Darryl, good luck. Let us know if you get a deer down. We'd love to hear from you if you do.
You got it, buddy. Y'all have a wonderful day. It is a beautiful, crisp morning up here in northern Virginia, and right outside of Augusta, Georgia. I can tell you it's 42 degrees.
Yep. Well, it ain't bad here. A little warmer, but it's clear and light winds and a big tide. It's a great day to be in the outdoors. Thanks, Darryl. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we'll talk to Darryl. You can find him at realscreamers.com or call him at 225-937-6288.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.